Elections in Mozambique took place this month, with observers, particularly the European Union, not confident of consistent results. Accusations of ballot box stuffing, intimidation, questionable vote counting, cyber attacks, and killings on the opposition presidential candidates' officials just before the election. Online is Dr. Paul Kariuki, Executive Director at the Democracy Development Program at the University of KwaZulu-Natal. Dr. Paul Kariuki, welcome.
Thank you so much, Shafiq, for having me on the show.
Mozambique's recent election, not as smooth as we hoped, and I wouldn't say expected, but not as smooth as we hoped. There seem to be a number of bumps in the proverbial road here.
Yes, in fact, it has been one of those concerning elections once again, and I think all indications before the elections were showing that there could be problems that we are already now experiencing, which is, of course, very concerning, given that that country has been in and out of problems over the last decade or so. And, you know, one could have expected that these elections could have really expressed the will of the people, so to speak, and kind of redirected the country's destiny towards being more a democratic state than it has been. But it seems like that is not going to be achieved anytime soon.
What is deeply concerning, in my humble reading of it, is that the electoral authorities claimed a cyber attack on their website, I think, before the election, and their website is down. That, to me, is an absolutely ominous sign that if somebody wants to fiddle things, they can do it under the cloud of this internet breakage or hack, or whatever you want to call it.
Indeed, and that is one of the main concerns about a possibility that this election's outcome may not be viewed as credible as the Mozambican Electoral Commission would like the world to believe. And there has been no plausible explanation as to why that attack happened, the cyber attack happened, and no reasons even provided so far about who was behind it and why did it happen, and you know, all the pertinent information that is needed so that at least the public and the world can make judgment about, you know, that it was not a deliberate intentional move by the Electoral Commission or whoever may be behind it to manipulate the electoral outcomes.
And of course, the European Union, and whether we like them or not, they monitor a lot of elections around the globe, that they have come out already and expressed their concerns about the fairness of the election. Yet another alarm bell that's ringing loudly in my head.
Exactly. And we cannot, as people who watch and are concerned about democratic processes in Africa, discount their observation. I must say that we don't have a very credible record as a continent, especially when we rely on our own electoral observer missions in terms of calling out a spade as a spade. There is history, very well documented, of, you know, sometimes observer missions are very economical with the truth because of political interests that they need to protect and other factors that are not, you know, known to the public as such. And so sometimes the outsider eye gives us an indication of exact situation that could have actually happened. And of course, given the lack of integrity sometimes that some of the domestic observer missions will have, one is inclined to believe that the European observer mission could have actually presented the reality of the situation. And looking at what is happening presently right now as we speak, it could not be far from the truth. Why would people be fighting right now if the elections were done in a free and fair environment? Why would there be killings of some of those critical opposition voices if the elections were above board? So anybody can raise any questions to say that this Western observer mission and all that. But the reality on the ground confirms the opposite. And I think it's important that governments on our continent and electoral missions, especially in the electoral commissions, understand that the public, the African public, is no longer ignorant.
Yeah, nor are they fooled anymore as well. And interestingly, the one of the main candidates, Venancio Mondlane, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly, had two of his officials killed during the elections. Again, another alarm bell ringing. But we can predict it already when the opposition leader before the results is saying they fixed. We are going to see conflict, aren't we? We're going to see court challenges as much as they can challenge the courts in Mozambique.
That is one of the potential implications of this election going forward, that we're going to see a significant judicial intervention because the oppositions have already declared that they are not going to accept the electoral outcomes. And secondly, of course, we're already now seeing pockets of violence across the country, and especially among the young people who are feeling very disenfranchised by this outcome, knowing that the sociopolitical burden that that country faces right now, it weighs heavily on young people. Over 70% of them are unemployed, and so they were resting their hopes on a possibility of an electoral outcome that really carries their aspirations and expectations. This has gone exact opposite of their expectations. So you can predict that there will be a lot of that potential violence that will go on beyond today, because today is expected to get the electoral results. The third aspect, of course, is that if everything, is controlled by the government and finally the president comes on board, what kind of a country is going to inherit? He's inheriting a very disenfranchised country, broken, demoralized, weak institutions, and even with potential for the incoming administration to achieve anything meaningful in its term, because the socioeconomic conditions are very severe at the moment. The country is buckling down under a heavy burden of debt, and if we add the security threats, especially from the extremist groups that have been quite an issue in Cabo Delgado, you wonder what would be the current administration be proud of, even to speak that they're going to have any potential to lead this country out of the political quagmire that they are finding themselves in.
Let's hope that Mozambique can get itself a better future. Unfortunately, we have to leave things this week on our special African Mirror segment on Newsbeat. As always, with Dr. Paul Kariuki, Executive Director at the Democracy Development Program of the University of KwaZulu-Natal. As I say in the classics, we pray for Mozambique. Dr. Paul Kariuki, as always, it's been an honor.